Welcome to Pisces Rising.
I'm Ash.
And I'm Heather.
We want to talk about astrology with you.
Go deep or go home.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Pisces Rising.
Hi, welcome to Pisces Rising, and we have a lot more Pisces energy to continue to talk to you about today.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the sign of Pisces this month. Even though the sun is now in Aries, there's still a lot of Piscean power happening, and we specifically want to talk to you about the upcoming Jupiter-Neptune conjunction in the sign of Pisces, which is happening April 12th.
And the build-up to it is really just going to be more of the dissolve, but also more... These planets are pretty much great. They're great together. That's what I'll say. At least I think they're great together. And both of them used to be, or at least Jupiter also has that Pisces energy, as before they discovered Neptune, Jupiter was Pisces' ruling planet. So there's a little bit of a reclamation going on, a little bit of dissolve, but a lot of joy and expansion. And we're just going to dive right in and talk about what to expect and listen to this podcast ahead of time, because you could really utilize this conjunction to manifest.
Yeah, the conjunction's going to hold for a couple days, so pretty much from like the 12th through the 14th, and you're going to be able to feel it building up like the week before and even the week after as it recedes. It will still be quite potent. So that first like week or two of April will be really swimming in these Pisces waters. And I agree with you. I think these planets are great together. They're both very positive planets. At least Jupiter's very positive. Neptune can be extremely positive. And I think together they bring out sort of the best in each other.
Yeah. Neptune, especially next to Jupiter, is gonna bring out so much good stuff.
Yeah. It's really abundant. It's an abundant conjunction that's going to increase compassion and intuition and sensitivity, but not in a way that's going to make us all feel like raw nerves. I think it will make us sensitive and compassionate and feel things very deeply, but in a positive, uplifting way.
In a deeply caring way, too. In a way where you're going to notice you really care about yourself. You care about your values. You care about other people's emotions. I think compassion was a really good word to use with that.
Yeah.
And a thin veil of empathy, but an empathy where you're led by it instead of it taking you out in a natural way. A lot of times we have to teach ourselves how to lead with empathy if we're empathetic, instead of letting the empathy take us out. And for those of you who are empathetic, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You either are burdened by it or it is your compass, and you can really tap into this empathy with a lens of unconditional love as these planets meet up and do their dance. And really, it's going to create this big bubble of expansion. So just thinking back, right, between the Pisces season we just went through, there was so much dissolve, so much letting go, so much releasing. And this meeting of Neptune and Jupiter is not going to be as much about release as a dissolve. Even though it's in Pisces, it's going to be more about what happens if you did the release and the dissolve. It is time to expand and have the wings take flight. And there's a couple of reasons for this. We have the fire of Aries making our root chakras buzz with energy and with endurance and with the motivation to be physical and to get things done and to figure things out with our minds and our brains. And then this great conjunction just creating this bubble of expansion. And it's a bubble that's going to pop and then just expand into a bigger bubble and then pop and then expand into a bigger bubble. And essentially it's going to be very unconditional, and there's going to be a sense of infinity to it, understanding your soul, understanding your soul's path, and really getting down to what's important and what your soul wants, as opposed to what your brain wants. But with all of the energy that's in Aries, your brain is going to tell you how to get that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's especially useful, because I feel like if this was happening while the sun was still in Pisces, you might just kind of float away on like a daydreamy cloud with all of that water energy. But with the sun now in Aries, that's going to really give you the fire to make it a reality. So you can kind of move through those infinite clouds of Piscean magic and get inspired. And the thing about this conjunction is it really does create this expanded imagination. You're able to kind of conceive of the most beautiful ideas and the most beautiful visions of what life could be like. And then that Aries fire is going to help you to figure out how to utilize it, because otherwise it might just be like just that, a beautiful daydream. But with the Aries fire, it can manifest, it can come into the physical form that much easier.
And the hope and the will, Aries alone can be not cynical. That's not the right word. There's a little bit of cynicism in there, but it's more like impulsive or an I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm just going to try it. And if it doesn't work out, I'll try it again, whatever. The Pisces conjunction is going to give the care and the value and the softness of being like, okay, I really want this. So I'm going to be a little bit patient within myself and I'm going to take the action. So there's a softness to the Aries. And a way that I would describe it is a really beautiful balance between the divine feminine and the divine masculine coming in. The Aries is the first sign of the zodiac, leading with a head and just being knowledge, full of information, common sense, and a little bit more about getting the goal and not feeling the feeling. Where the Piscean energy is the dreaming and the feeling, and the naturalness of it being in Jupiter is really just going to make things happen and make things manifest in a way that's really graceful if you soften in yourself. And in that way, I think what is going to be dissolved is the edge that we carry. So for example, what you're really going to notice is those signs that are harder, or let's just say less emotional and more cerebral, are going to be paying attention to their emotions, and they're going to be prioritizing them in a way where their feelings are really important, and you want to lead with those feelings to get the goal. So the goal is more going to be, how do I want to feel this next year, as opposed to what am I going to do? How do I want to feel about what I'm doing? And that would be the question to ask yourself starting now, leading up to the conjunction. How do I want to feel about the actions I am taking? Is my desire my desire? Really valuing who you are and your desire in a way without judging yourself. That's also what the Pisces brings. And Aries could be quick to judge and let go, but quick to judge still. Yeah.
They move through all their feelings very fast. Aries sometimes does get that reputation as being unfeeling. I don't think that they are. They just move through things so quickly that they don't really sit with a feeling for very long. They just like
react and release.
Exactly. Whereas, yeah, Pisces is really about sinking into a feeling and sitting with it and getting to know it more intimately. And yeah, so it tends to be a little more open-minded and a little bit less quick to judge, as Heather was saying. So yeah, that can be really useful for allowing yourself the space to get inside your own mind and not judge and see what it is that you really want. And if there are things that you're kind of moving in the direction of now, to reassess and be like, do I actually want this? Or is there some, you know, kind of ego-based reason why I'm trying to achieve it, but it doesn't actually like fulfill me? You're going to be able to see those things more clearly. And I guess there could be some pain with like overcoming that or releasing that shadow. But ultimately, I do think this is a more positive transit that's going to allow you to release those things without as much attachment or judgment. So I think that it will be less stressful than it might seem.
Yeah. And not only less stressful, maybe even easeful.
Yeah. Graceful was a great word. Yeah. That was a great choice of words, just because it's natural. And
do you think that Pisces and Aries, like that cusp energy, works together pretty well?
Yes. I mean, Pisces and Aries are kind of very different signs, very different energies, but there's something about that cusp that does kind of flow smoother than some of the other cusps.
Yeah, and I think the same thing because of the adaptability of Pisces that just picks up on the fire. And if they get comfortable with it, that fire and water combo, which you wouldn't think would have balance, because fire and water, you know, is not necessarily the most bad, like the Cancer and the Leo.
Yeah,
you
that's
know.
A weird one.
Yeah. So this energy, it's almost like the Pisces is so mutable, it just takes the fire and it gives the fire direction. And some of this I've just experienced within my own chart of being on that cusp and having so much in Aries that's really close to the Pisces. Really, I can feel the fire moving through the water, and it's like you just know what to do because you have the intuition of the water. You have the intuition of Neptune being in Pisces right now, and the intuition that's a little bit more lighter and less ominous of Jupiter in Pisces. And then the energy of the Aries fire is like instinctual. So there's in a way, there's a lot of intuition going on.
Yeah.
You know, there's the instinct intuition of like, I just know I should do this and I'm going to react because that's the best thing. And then there's the deeper intuition of feeling that energy of deep nostalgia, which you will feel during this transit, and deep connection with, let's say, indigenous tribes or an old way, an old tradition. Even as moving into the age of Aquarius, you're going to find this like Christ consciousness connection with things that are older than you, before your time, but you're carrying in the essence in your soul. One thing that I've noticed a lot within my own practice, I do a lot of fermenting, a lot of sourdough, bread baking, making yogurt, making kombucha, whatever it is that involves this like old energy of like how things got discovered. You know, fermentation was discovered, beer was an accident,
yeah.
Wine was an accident, and they've been made for, you know, thousands and thousands of years, like at least 10,000 years. And this energy is very old, and we carry the essence of this old way in our souls. It's the old technology. It's figuring it out. And it's very, very intuitive. So when I'm doing these things, like making sourdough or making yogurt, I feel like I'm back in time with my like great, great grandmothers. Or when I'm riding the horse. And if you think about what's going on, is in this lifetime, let's maybe say starting in the 1920s, whenever cars came, there wasn't necessarily as big of a need for a horse. But for the past 2,000 years or more, horses were our vehicles.
Yeah.
You know, so in every single other fucking lifetime, we have been riding horses to transport or having some sort of relationship with a horse. And this is the only lifetime that we don't have. But our bodies, our soul essences, remembers that and feels those connection for these ancient, indigenous is not the right word, but these old practices that happened before technology that were how we survived and how we communed. And that's what this is just coming to me right now, but I think this is the magic of these two planets coming together in Pisces. We just got out of the age of Pisces. We're still not fully out of it. We're still on the cusp of it.
Yeah.
So this is bringing back the beginning and the end all at the same time. And it's very wise, it's very old, but that innate wisdom that's buried in us, the innate wisdom that just wants to have peaceful relationships, that just wants to love people unconditionally and not be judged, that just wants to like eat the best food and, you know, pick the grain and mill the grain and things that we have done for pretty much every lifetime except for this last 100 years, are gonna feel innate and be really easy to tap into and just know that your soul remembers.
That's really beautiful.
Thank you. I love that.
Yeah, there's some sort of dissolving of like time as a structure that happens in Pisces, and especially with Jupiter and Neptune, because that's about possibility and like feeling everything at once. And so it kind of dissolves this idea of past as something that's far away and distant from us. And even the idea of future is far away and distant, but I feel like more so with the past, with this particular one, and yeah, connecting with the ancestors, really dissolving the idea of like time and space as boundaries that hold us and contain us in this life. And so being able to reach out to those vehicles of the past and to those people who have passed on that are, you know, maybe not here physically, but whose energy can still be felt. And all of that starts to blend and be obtainable.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And that's genius. The dissolving of time is a perfect way to describe it. And the ancestors, I didn't even really think of that as leading up to this too. But there is I don't know if this is the same as ancestors, but I kind of think it is. There is this like Christ consciousness connection that comes with all the Pisces energy. And, you know, it's not being Catholic or Jewish or any religion. It's literally as looking at Christ as a prophet and that energy of being unconditional and serving people. And that connection, because whether you believe or not, it's he was a person that was that lived. He did exist, and there is a mark about the symbol of creation, which we all know creation is like, you know, way before 2,000 years ago. But that energy of when you see images of like Arabia, or you watch all these old movies about people like bearing water, wearing their scarves, doing their trade, having their camels, and it was still a civilization. It's still very civilized, probably even more civilized really than right now, because there's not necessarily bullying on a screen. If you wanted something, you would fight for it, or you would pray for it, or you would do what you thought it was right, because the chances of survival were a lot less. You needed to be strong to survive. You needed to be strong to protect your family. And that's the world we're coming from. You don't need to be strong right now to protect your family. You could sit on your ass behind the computer all day and make a bunch of money and support them and stay in your house and never even leave it, as long as the internet stays intact. So there is something very much timeless about the previous energy we experienced. Even the technology, which we did have, was done with our bodies, not with machines. And the way the world is going, we might end up right back there. So this conjunction is a really great time to embody and practice that innate knowing.
Yeah, that's great. I love that. The thing about this conjunction too is that it's pretty rare. This particular conjunction in Pisces, it hasn't happened since, let me check the date again. So the last time that it happened,
it was like 1856, I think you said something like that.
Yeah, 1856 is the last time that it happened in Pisces, and it won't happen again until 2188.
And that will be in Pisces when it happens again, right?
Yes, yeah, so that Jupiter and Neptune conjunct every 13 years, and then in Pisces, they conjunct about every 150 to 160 years.
So, and the last time they conjuncted, we didn't even know Neptune existed.
Oh, in Pisces, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Neptune had not been discovered yet. So that's interesting. Yeah, Jupiter and Neptune would have last conjuncted in the sign of Aquarius. That would have been 13 years ago.
Yeah. I actually remember that. Now that I'm thinking about that, I think I remember that.
So you were practicing astrology at that point.
Yeah, 13 years ago?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been a very different energy in Aquarius. It's interesting how these two planets, they definitely expand and dissolve when they're together, but it's such a different energy in Pisces than it would have been in Aquarius, or it will be in Aries 13 years.
Yeah. And in Pisces, it's sensual. That's another big thing. It's going to be very sensual and very intuitive. And it's going to be so without, even with the Aries, there's not going to be the edge of I'm right because of the softness or the compassion. It's pretty much going to be edgeless.
Mm. Yeah, without boundaries. Very fluid, kind of merging energy.
But without needing boundaries, too, because it's going to be collective. Not forever, but for at least the week leading up to it. There's going to be a collective, harmonious, peaceful energy.
Yeah. Which isn't to say that every single person is going to behave peacefully on Earth, but as an overarching energy, it will be felt, especially to those who are sensitive enough to notice those things.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, the government or corporations or, like, big pharma, like, that energy, or people who are, like, elite or trying to be in charge, I'm wondering if this energy will so big it will even affect that and kind of soften the harshness of people that try to control.
Yeah.
Because there is going to be an undoing of control, but an expansion of self-control and self-love.
Yeah.
Not discipline, but just... But really being able to prioritize your thought and being like, wait a minute, is a cup of coffee really important right now when people are starving?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Some people that are trying to cling to power might feel disappointed by this transit because it's going to be hard to hold on to. Things are like that are going to get real slippery.
Yeah, the power will for sure be in the emotion. So leading up to it, you really want to go there and allow yourself to feel those feelings because they can be fuel for a very big change and transformation of really being able to let go of something that has stuck to you for many years, like turning off a light switch, all of a sudden it's gone and you're finally growing, whatever the opposite of that is, because of having the courage and the love of self to be able to feel connected enough to give yourself what you deserve, to admit what you want, and then give it to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be very powerful and transformative for a lot of people, I think. Do you think it's going to affect people differently based on their signs?
A little bit, but, you know, everybody's going to have, we're going to get conjunction with our rising. That's going to feel really good. But as it's in Pisces, and Pisces is a little bit of all the other signs merged together, I think it's going to be pretty collective.
I think so, too. I don't think it's going to, like, even for people, you know, like Sagittarians or Geminis who are going to get squared, or Virgo who's going to get opposed by this, I still feel like it's going to have mostly a positive effect, even within a square opposition.
And what about people who have fought or broken up or ended things abruptly that need forgiveness? Can you see that bringing forgiveness? Like if you went like 5 years without talking to somebody and you had a fight with them and you just never want to see them again. Like this date, I think, could just be like, whatever. We can be friends.
Yeah, like letting go of old grudges, letting go of those old... Because those are like, those are ego-structured boundaries. Like, oh, I don't talk to you anymore because this happened. You made me feel bad, you know? And it's sort of like why, like, I don't even care anymore. I'm just kind of upholding this thing because that's what we kind of agreed upon, that we don't talk or whatever. Yeah, like, it might not make you suddenly reach out to that person and be like, let's be best friends, but you might find something letting go inside of yourself where you're not holding on to that grudge as harshly anymore.
And then from that point on, when you run into them, it just being like, whatever.
Right.
And the other thing is, too, synchronicities.
Yes.
Synchronicities will be out of control.
Yeah. Yeah, like almost telepathically connecting and just kind of, yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, I hope I see this person today and they live, you know, states away and then you see them.
Right.
You know, or it would be nice to see them or... You know, oh, I'm trying to manifest a yellow shirt with stripes and red polka dots or something.
And then you see it in the store when you go. Yeah.
Like specifics even. Even though Pisces is not too specific, I think that it's going to feel like your thoughts are so in tune with the universe that it hears you right away and just unfolds.
Yeah, the inner and the outer aren't separate. It's like whatever you're thinking is almost coming to life, like on the movie screen in front of you, you know? And so in that way, it's really easy to manifest under these skies. You know, you can just think about something, visualize it. It's more about visualizing and feeling it than thinking about it necessarily with this.
Yeah, it's like an experience instead of being objective.
Yes.
You're just fully in the experience for these 2 days. That's a really good distinction.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to this. It's great.
I'm even looking more forward to it now that we're talking about it.
I know.
It's really power-packed.
Yeah, this one, there's a lot to marinate upon, you know, or to let, there's a lot to let marinate. So, yeah, I might even listen to this again as it nears the conjunction. I mean, I probably will. But,
yeah, just being understand. Prepared in a way of paying attention to your frequency is the best thing you can do.
Yeah, if you're worrying a lot, if you're putting out a lot of negative energy, you might want to try to kind of check yourself and recenter. Because the other thing is that, you know, whatever you're kind of focusing on can sort of expand out from you with this. I mean, I think it's going to be hard the closer we get to it to hold that negative frequency. But in these days kind of before, that is getting more potent.
Yeah. And Pisces is, I would say, the one sign that's most connected to the universe, or the sign that connects all the signs to the universe, because it's the tail end and it's at the end of the belt. So it's like the belt hook that hooks the belt together. And with that, the universe is hearing your heavy thoughts and your light thoughts. And it's a lot more, I want to say it's a lot more intense than usual, but I don't know if intense is the right word either. There's a lot of power in it, but it doesn't necessarily, I feel like people associate the word intense with being negative or too much of something, but really it's not. It's like intensely mysterious or
potent. Yeah.
Yeah, potent. Yeah, potent is good.
Yeah.
And potent is like a nice word, I think, for intense.
Yeah, it's just like you feel it deeply and a lot, but it doesn't have to be a bad thing.
All right, that's a wrap. Yeah. Send us your requests and your questions and whatever it is you want to know, we want to answer.
Yeah. Have a great Aries season, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Pisces Rising. You can find us on Instagram at Pisces Rising Podcast, email us piscesrisingpodcast@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Have a magical day.